Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and got the 25th anniversary cupcake out in front. Our 25th anniversary is all brought to you by our friends at Curio Wellness. We're getting down the countdown. Now that the Orioles are eliminated, 23, 22, 21, they're all coming down the pike. Had a great interview this week with Andy Summers from the Police, who played up at the Strand on Thursday night. And you can find that out at Baltimore Positive as well. And the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road for my 55th birthday on Friday. We'll be at Drug City. Luke's going to come by Dundalk and be my primary guest. We will be giving away Raven Scratch-Offs in Drug City at the Fountain upstairs in the tasting room on Friday afternoon, the 13th. Friday the 13th. So already bad luck. The Orioles are eliminated. Then on Sunday, we're back at Hollywood Casino in Perryville watching the Ravens do their thing over in London against the Titans. Come on up. $30. Brunch, buffet, food, win a lot of money. Speaking of win a lot of money, I got Seth Elkin here from the Maryland Lottery. They sponsor our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'll be giving away these Raven Scratch-Offs. Now, you can't win, it's unfortunate, but you can't win $1.5 billion on the scratch-off game. But you could have had you played the other night. And the Powerball, you know, it's weird, Seth. When I look on the website, I go to mdlottery.com like I always do before we talk, make sure that I see winners and know what's going on, see if any bus drivers won last week. That's always my favorite shtick with John. But it goes from 1.5 billion to like 20 million. And you're like, you know, jackpot. And then you see it was in California and you're like, my wife didn't win. So how are you, man? I mean, these big jackpots keep you guys up late over there in the lottery, right?
It really does. You know, when it actually went even higher than that. You were traveling. You were in Texas. You were occupied with the
last
Orioles.
I saw was 1.45 billion. Did it get higher?
1.765 is where it topped out for the October 11th drawing.
Have we had a 2 billion ever?
Yeah, we did last November. Okay. It's the only time it's ever happened in Powerball. It was just over $2 billion last November. So
just had one more spin, right?
We thought we were headed there. You know, if it had rolled again by Saturday, I think we might have been there. That's where it topped out. 1.765 winning ticket in California.
There's always somebody in California. Well, they have more people than the rest of us. That's really what it is.
I looked this up this morning just for the heck of it, just to satisfy myself. They sell probably almost four times as many Powerball tickets in California as what we do here. So, statistically, it becomes a little more likely in a big state like that because of the population. But, you know, we've seen evidence that that's not always how it works out. Because, you know, let's go back. We love talking about the Lana Koenig jackpot, right? Every time we talk about the jackpot one.
And I get to tell the story when you drive through there, and you'll never drive through. But if you do, if you're going fishing, stop and see the Lefty Grove Park. It's beautiful.
$731 million jackpot that was won here in Lana Koenig in 2021. Now, if I had told you that day in January, going on 3 years ago, that we were going to have a jackpot winning ticket here in Maryland, you would have guessed, well, it's going to be the Baltimore-Washington corridor, right? It's going to be some Baltimore County, Baltimore City, Prince George's County, Montgomery County. I mean, that's where those four places have probably half the state's population. So you'd assume that's where it's going to be. But when it happened, where was it? In Allegheny County, where a very small percentage of our tickets get sold, but we love our Allegheny County. We love our players everywhere, all over the state, and we're happy to see that. And obviously, so it just goes to show you never know where that ticket's going to be sold. You know, this one happened to be California, but the next time it may be Lana Koenig again. There's no way to know.
It always reminds me of Willy Wonka, like the scene in Willy Wonka where they're all opening the tickets and they're all eating the candy bars and they're like, it could happen anywhere. It happened here, Mike TV, you know, like so. Augustus Gloop, Seth Elkin is here. You know, I haven't won anything except some free time on my couch in regard to the Orioles getting eliminated. Yeah, you're a baseball guy. I mean, the Phillies are still playing. There's excitement there. The Dodgers get knocked out quickly. I was down in Texas and saw all the furor there, and the Rangers have never won the World Series, right? So almost like the Pirates, but I digress.
That's bold of you to say, considering the World Series matchup that the Pirates and the Orioles.
Well, you only win when you beat the Orioles. That's literally that's the truth.
And the Yankees.
That's the fact. Well, I mean, before my time, you know, we're not going to talk about shots heard
before,
around the world.
Before my time, too. But that was the single greatest moment in Pittsburgh sports history is Mazeroski's homer. So we hold on to that no matter what generation we're from.
I know. Just like Franco Harris. You didn't need to be around for that. But but you know about that. So the baseball side of things, Homer Richards is done. But we're still very much into the Ravens game right now. And I know you guys are still giving trips to Jacksonville away. Teams over in London right now. The Jacksonville trip's a good trip. And more than that, just really cool prizes from a football perspective for winning things you can't win anywhere else.
Yeah, people love this contest because of that. It's a chance to win season tickets. It's a chance to win 20 years worth of season tickets, which of course is the grand prize, and you've got a shot.
That would guarantee you a Super Bowl, right? If you win 20 years. Right?
Well, you might hope so. Yeah.
You hope, right?
But I don't hope as a Steelers fan. I'm not hoping for that at all. But maybe we don't have to talk about that after after what happened up in Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. I'm glad you brought that up. What do you want to say about that as a Steelers fan? It's shocking, right? I mean, you're a Steelers fan. That they stink. They didn't play well, and they won. That's not good for the Ravens.
It's, you know, a few short weeks ago, wasn't everybody talking about how the AFC North is going to be this powerhouse division? And then,
yeah, and then 2 weeks ago, they all stink. And now we're like, I don't know. I've watched the rest of this. I mean, I'm watching the rest of the league. And I see, I mean, San Francisco looks like the flavor right this minute because it's whoever played the best last weekend or the last 2 weeks, I'd say. You get two good weeks and you get two good wins and you surprise somebody. All of a sudden, you're a good team, I think.
And all of a sudden, the Bungles didn't look like the Bungles for once. They finally looked a little bit more like themselves the last time out. So,
I've had enough pain this week. I had to go to Dallas. I watched my baseball team get eliminated. The football team lost. It's my birthday this weekend. I'm turning the corner here, Seth. That's why I'm bringing you on, so I can get lucky, okay? I got Drug City. I got a crab cake tour. We're going to get people lucky that day. Sunday, I'm giving these away up at Hollywood Casino as well. In the morning for breakfast, we're doing like a special thing up there. So I'm trying to feel luckier than I felt this week, given my Baltimore sports fan. It's been a tough week to be a Baltimore sports fan here, dude, which is why I wanted somebody from Baltimore to win $1.7 billion.
Well, I'll tell you what, we did have in that drawing that produced the jackpot winner, we did have four $50,000 winners here in Maryland, and they were four of 27 tickets that were sold at $50,000 or more during this jackpot roll that was going on from July.
What does that mean? You match six numbers but no Powerball, or like how does
four,
that work?
It's the first four and the Powerball.
First four and the Powerball, okay.
So you get $50,000 for that, and we had four of those sold just in this last drawing that produced the jackpot winner. One of them at the Giant in Owings Mills, one at a 7-Eleven in Abingdon, one at a Harris Teeter store in Clarksburg, and then one at a Martin's store in Hagerstown. So spread out a little bit in various parts of the state. And four $50,000 winners. And then, you know, we're also still waiting on a pair of $1 million winners. The last week of September, we had two $1 million Powerball prizes won. One of those was sold at the Duck Inn store September 27th in Snow Hill in Worcester County. And then the other one, much closer to home, at the Golden Ring Liquor store in Rosedale. On Philadelphia Road in Rosedale. So both of those $1 million winners that have not claimed yet, they have 182 days from the drawing date. So still plenty of time, but we're waiting to celebrate with those two winners and very happy about that.
Dude, I mean, I don't know if I want a million. Like, I mean, every day is a great day on the planet. Like, I'd have that ticket down. I would be a John Martin's office. Show me the money.
That's what I was going to ask you. If you're holding a piece of paper worth $1 million, what would you do with it? Run straight here.
Right. I would. So do you literally worry that it's not found and it might never be found? I mean, I'm sure. And you've been at the lottery a long time. So is John. Like, there are $1 million tickets don't get claimed. Like, that really does happen, right?
Exceedingly rare.
Something like that, yeah.
It's exceedingly rare for a really large prize to go unclaimed. It does happen. It has happened. But we do our best to get the word out, particularly when there's a big jackpot roll like this. I think everybody's paying attention. So you'd like to think that the people who bought these tickets know, and they were looking at the winning numbers and they were saying, hey, you know, I matched a bunch of these. Let me figure this out. Let me see if I got something here.
It's very intentional to buy a lottery ticket. Like when I'm at Wise, people line up at the big, you know, the old soda machine that now has, you know, tickets. And that's where my wife buys her. She either buys them at the Wise or at the Royal Farms and machines it, right? She doesn't go up and yell at the clerk. I want 21, 43. You know, she didn't do that. She just plays. And when I see these people playing, I mean, they're very intentional. You know, they're picking what they're picking. They're taking their tick. Like, I don't know that you wouldn't check it at some point. I mean, maybe you just have it in your purse and you don't know, but I can't imagine if you won $1 million 3 weeks ago and you don't know it yet and you're in Rosedale.
And of course, you know, it's never been easier to check your ticket and find out whether you won. I mean, first of all, there are ticket checking devices located at every lottery retailer, so you can scan it there. But beyond that, you can do it without even leaving your house. If you've got an iPhone or an Android phone, you can download the Maryland Lottery app, which will allow you to scan your tickets with your phone and find out whether you're a winner. If you are a winner, it'll display the prize amount on there for you. It'll tell you, so there's no guesswork for you. You know, so it's easy to find out whether you won, and make sure you check your tickets, because if you're holding one of those 50,000s or holding one of those $2 million, we want to see you.
Seth Elkin is here. He does all things for the Maryland Lottery. A pinch hitting this week, only because the Steelers beat the Ravens. I think. I'm pretty sure that's the reason for this. Yeah, John did not avoid me after the Cleveland game, though. So I. But we play twice. We get another chance here. Seth is, of course, from one of the yins in that, from north of the border up there. And so for this time of year, we talked about oyster festivals, and we had things going on. We had the state fair last month. I know you guys it gets a little chillier. You move indoors a little bit more here, but you guys are still doing the Ravens games. You have competitions there, but getting out, spinning the wheel for cash, for prizes, all that stuff. I know you guys are big into being out this time of year.
Yeah, we had the barbecue fest in Bel Air. And we did have an event that was supposed to be in Westminster. They canceled it because of the rain. It's supposed to rain this weekend. So we're sad to get rained out, because we do
rain on my birthday.
Unfortunately.
I'm
sure you can find an indoor place to celebrate, though.
Well, I guess it's good the Orioles didn't win, because they would have been rained out then, I guess, right? Barbecue fest, dude. I woke up in Dallas the other day. I have good barbecue in my fridge. I brought it home. I went to Pecan Lodge down at Deep Ellum, so I got good barbecue here. For you guys with other scratch-offs and other offers and other things that's out there, I know you guys are always doing something. This Halloween, tell me about this pumpkin spice promotion you got going.
Yeah, you can enter your pick three, pick four, and pick five tickets. So this one's aimed at our daily numbers players who are a lot of them very dedicated. They play all the time. And this is a chance to take your tickets, your pick three, pick four, pick five, and you can win some cash. You can enter them into your My Lottery Rewards account and get into a drawing just by entering your ticket into your account. There's no extra step that you have to take when you enter your ticket. It'll automatically enter you into that second chance drawing, and you'll have a chance to win some cash just by entering your tickets that you've already bought.
All right. Seth Elkin is here. He is all things communications from the Maryland Lottery. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on Friday. I couldn't plan Crab Cake Tours because I was so – am I flying to Minnesota? Am I flying to Houston? Are we going to Atlanta? Are we going to L.A.? Where is the World Series going to be? Now that all that's over with, we'll get the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road, presented by the Maryland Lottery. I have Raven scratch-offs to give away. We've had a lucky batch. We had a bunch of winners at Coco's 2 weeks ago before we sort of respited this thing. We're going to be putting this thing back into – I'm out in Carroll County twice next month. We have the Governor, Wes Moore, joining us down in Annapolis in November. So I have a whole bunch of Maryland Crab Cake Tour dates, also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free, 0% financing here during my birthday Libran month, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube MultiCare taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. Luke's going to be our guest at Drug City this week. We're going to keep it light. My calendar is now open back up, Seth, so I'm getting ready for all of this crazy stuff going on here, and Home Run Riches is still 6 months away, and the baseball season is heartbreaking, isn't it? I mean, it because it's such a long season, and you believe. I said it's the hope that gets you, you know?
Yeah, it really, and I think a lot of us, even those of us who are not from here originally, really got caught up in the Orioles season. It was a great ride. And the best part of it, though, is that while it's over, there's not a finality to this, because this team is built to compete for the next several years. And you have to imagine that this was only a prelude. And you know, when their story of this group of players ends up being finally told, you know, this falling short in the playoffs this year is probably an important building block in what's going to take place. You have to kind of look at it that way.
That's what my dad told me in 79. That's what I told my son in 96 and 97. It didn't work out that way. Not yet anyway. But, you know, for you guys, Home Run Riches was a really – It was, I mean, 50th anniversary. You guys inspired me with all this lottery, 50th anniversary, that I even have a cupcake and fireworks for my 25th anniversary because you guys inspired me. But for the 50th anniversary this year, the home run riches and the Orioles being really good was just a super part of that promotion for you guys.
Yeah, it really worked out great. I mean, it was going to be fun anyway because we had those two $50,000 prizes added to it, particularly that first one attached to that.
You're for giving 50 grand away in a year when you lose 112 games. I mean, this was on and on. And by the way, I remember beginning of the year, John's like, we won't give this away until like June or whatever. And then the Orioles just like slugging the ball in April and May, right?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and we had a good time with that one. And that's probably behind the Ravens contest. That's probably the second most anticipated second chance contest that we have because it is every day, and people, you know, really feel like they got a chance to be one of those 162 people and have a chance at winning money and hoping that the Orioles hit some home runs for them. It's a lot of fun that way. So, unfortunately, though, we put it behind us, but we got other promotions coming up, of course. The one that you'll want to keep an eye out for the next kind of batch of scratch-off tickets that comes a little bit later this month, we've got the holiday season tickets. We always launch our holiday tickets in October, in late October. And we've got a bunch of them that are winter themed, holiday themed. So they'll be around for a few months. And there's a second chance contest attached to those tickets as well, with a chance to win cash prizes. We'll be doing a number of drawings over the next several months once those tickets launch. So look for your holiday season scratch off tickets that will hit the stores in late October.
If you got an eggnog ticket, I'm in. If you got a fruitcake ticket, I'm out. Simple as that, right? That's the holidays for me. Seth Elkin is here. One last thing for you. You guys sit above all things sports wagering. We talk to John, the executive director of the Maryland Lottery, all the time about this. I'm going to be in a casino on Sunday. We're going to be at Hollywood Casino in the morning. We have a special brunch there. It's $30 if you want to participate in the brunch, but you don't have to. It's family friendly. The sports bar is unattached to the casino. Come on, beautiful TVs. I hope the Ravens play well enough. There'll be nothing to distract us at 10 in the morning because the Ravens are the only game going on. Come on up. The sports wagering side of things and what you guys do at the Maryland Lottery and obviously telling people to slow their roll a little bit. We see all of this. This is and every month you put together a big chunk of money and give it to Westmore and give it to the state as part of the lottery. The sports wagering thing, this is when it really kicks in, right? September, October, people betting on Orioles games, people betting on pitches, baseball in our community at least. I don't think anybody bet on baseball around here in my first 31 years of doing radio here. But this last year, my son was in. People I know are in on, hey, I think Mountcastle's going to hit a home run tonight. Let's get involved in this. We always tell people to slow the roll, but this is really a new thing, being able to gamble on football on weekends on your phone.
Yeah, you know, just a few days ago, we reported the September sports wagering revenue figures. It was $3.2 million contributed to the state from sports wagering in the month of September.
2 years ago, that didn't exist, literally, right?
Yeah. And it's obviously a much higher number than it was before we had mobile, you know, mobile wagering. This is the first entire football season that mobile wagering is active. Because remember, last year it was late November before it finally started. So this is starting to give us a picture of what we're going to see as this busy time on the sports calendar it gets going. You got football, you got the NBA season will get started a little later this month. But
hockey, Penguins are playing tonight. Come on.
We're not going to talk about the Penguins blowing a 2-goal lead on home ice in the season opener against the Chicago Blackhawks, who are still rebuilding. We'll gloss over that.
I'm a Predators guy now, so if you want to talk trash to me, make sure bring it through Barry Trotz is what you need to do.
But the really interesting number from September was that the handle, the amount of money that was wagered, $442 million, which is the second largest single month handle that we've had so far. The only month higher than that was December of 2022. And of course, that was the first full month that we had mobile wagering. So, and there was a lot of promotional play in the market at that point too. I think there was about $70 million worth of promo spending by the sportsbook operators at that time, trying to onboard new customers at that point. The promotional play for the month of September, a significant number, but much, much lower, nowhere near the levels that we saw last December. It was about $23 million. So still, it ticked up from what it had been in prior months, the last few months, because, and you'd expect that because with the beginning of the football season, again, you're looking at the sportsbook operators trying to market themselves and trying to get their piece of the market for the football season. But still a really healthy market, $442 million in handle and $3.2 million in contribution to the state, to the Blueprint for Maryland's Future Fund. So it goes to public education funding.
Well, I know you don't come around here often, but I still owe you a crab cake from August. Seth Elkin is here, all things communications for the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We always encourage folks, please play responsibly. I cannot encourage that enough, as I worry about folks on Sundays when the wagering will begin at 8 a.m. because the Ravens begin at 8 a.m. Out on the road against the Titans this weekend. Full coverage around here. Luke will be in Owings Mills all next week. I'm around here all week. We have the Maryland Crab Cake Tour at Drug City on Friday afternoon. Luke's going to be with me. I don't know. I'm going to find some more folks to come by. It is my birthday. Apparently, there's going to be cake involved, which I'm hopefully crab cake involved as well. And then on Friday, we're going to be up at Hollywood Casino in Perryville, watching the Ravens take on the Titans, having a breakfast party up there. Yeah, baseball season's over here, but we'll still be watching Houston and Texas. We'll be watching the Phillies try to do their thing here. And obviously the Dodgers getting bounced out the way they did. The Arizona Diamondbacks are now upstart. They are the Cinderella in the dance for baseball. So we'll be watching all that. I have the Maryland Lottery scratch-offs to give away on Friday and Sunday this weekend. Come on out. And as Loverboy once said, get lucky. Seth, did we cover all the bases here and score all the points?
I think we got it all.
All right. Well, I will see you soon. I guess the next time the Ravens take on the Steelers in a couple of weeks, you're going to want to come back and see if you can sweep us out. We'll figure it out. If Lamar's healthy, I like the Ravens. He is Seth. I am Nestor. We are having a party around here all weekend. Had a great chat. And if you listen to the radio station and you hear some rock and roll, some Police stuff, some Andy Summers stuff. The great guitarist Andy Summers from the Police joined me on Wednesday. I once sang three Police songs with him in a bar. It's true. Pictures are all there. I have the storytelling from there in Cuba, in Havana, Cuba, in 1999 with the Orioles. It was one of the great nights of my life. I've talked about it for 25 years. I've shared pictures. And this week, Andy Summers came on and told me his side of the night that we sang three songs together. So it's a little bizarre, but it's all there. It's sort of healing me after all this baseball nonsense that's going on. And I just hope that the Ravens go a little better in London than they did last time. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. It's my birthday week. That means it's going to be good around here. We're BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.